We are beginning Eishes Chayil, and this is the last verses of Mishlei. Sweet sorrow, right? Sweet that we've gotten here, sorrow that we're reaching the end. Shlomo HaMelech speaks about the Eishes Chayil. Who is he talking about? We know Shlomo said, Isha achas me'elef lo matzati. One in a thousand, I couldn't find a woman that was right. So I once thought, but why do you keep trying? Meaning, woman number one, disappointment. Woman number two, disappointment. By woman number 30, you'd think he'd figure it out. 100, he'd figure it out. How come he had to hit 1,000 before he got to the conclusion? I haven't found any. So I said half jokingly, but I think there's some truth to it, that every woman was able to deceive him, to convince him that she'd be the one. That even though the last 998, he didn't find what he wanted there, but this one is the one. And there's an illusory talent that women have with putting on a wonderful appearance. So on the one hand, one might say that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. But Chazal tell us that it's not that way. Chazal tell us, look at how bad a bad woman is, because when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to describe something bad, he wanted to describe idol worship. So he compared it, used an example of a bad woman. But look at how good a good woman is, because when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to take an example of something that is good and pure and kind and everything good about it, the best example he could find was a good wife. So just like men could go to great heights and great depths and be fine and righteous and be horrible and terrible, so too women can go to great heights and great depths. There are women who made their husbands reach greatness. They saved their lives, and they really were excellent partners. There were women who saved all of the Jewish people. We find the generation that left Mitzrayim, the women were women who were much better than the men. According to one opinion in Chazal, it wasn't their merit that we even left Egypt. The men didn't live up to their duties, but the women did. B'zchut nashim tzadkaniyot. And the merit of the righteous women. We find the Jews were willing to sin with the Egel, the women were not. The men were ready to turn around when the spies came back, and the women said, "You guys don't want to enter the Holy Land, we will." They exhibited a greater love for Eretz Israel and a greater emunah than the men did. So we find throughout our history that the women, in many respects, outdid the men, and they were, starting with Avram and Sarah, we find that Sarah was bigger than Avram in Nevuah. So even though women have different mitzvot, they still have Esther, right? They have capacity for greatness, and they've realized that capacity very, very often. And so we're beginning the chapter, the section of Eishes Chayil, the woman of valor. And there are different commentaries. Who is Shlomo talking about? Is he talking about this woman of valor that's beyond reach, or is he talking about the woman of valor who he knew? One opinion is he just finished describing how his mother rebuked him and his mother tried to set him on the right path. So he wrote this song of Eishes Chayil in honor of his mother. I would like to dedicate our learning tonight to my wife. Who I could say has been my partner and really brought me to here. I wouldn't have made it half this far if not for her. So if we're going to learn about Eishes Chayil, it's only right to dedicate it to my Eishes Chayil. We'll begin with Eishes Chayil, and as per your request, we'll do it with the tune. Eishet Chayil, mi himtza, merachok mi peninim, micha. Who can find that woman of valor? So difficult. Her value is beyond the value of precious gems. Yes, sir.
This is not a reference to Kadosh Baruch
Hu? I don't know of a commentary that says reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is an opinion that says that he's describing the balance between the physical and the spiritual, that special balance where the physical has to be in support of the spiritual. The Ralbag goes through a pirush that way, but we're going to go with the simple understanding that it's a wife, and a little bit depth that he's talking about the woman of valor, which in his life was his mother. So Shlomo HaMelech says she's more valuable than precious gems. A person who has a wife, a woman of valor, so she's, if you try to evaluate how much she's worth, she's worth much, much more. And this obviously is not to be taken literally, meaning we're not coming to gauge her value. Okay? We're not saying, well, let's see, she does my wash, she does the shopping, she does the cleaning. Every year there's a statistic in the United States where they gauge how much does a wife who's at home, how much is her value, her monetary value. They have a gauge, they have a statistic, they calculate how many laundries does a wife do on an average year. How much shopping, how much cooking, how much cleaning, and how much would it cost to hire household help. And they come up with numbers. I mean, someone emailed it to me last year, it was like $65,000, something like that. That was the value of a wife last year. The work she does. That's not what Shlomo HaMelech is talking about. Shlomo HaMelech is talking about the value, the tremendous value a good wife has, as we will see. So Eshet Chayil, it's interesting, we say woman of valor. The word Chayil is one of the words that needs definition. The Targum says, Itita Kesherta, a kosher wife. That's what we're talking about here. That's the Eshet Chayil. I guess. It's a good question.
If you're going to mention somewhere, I don't know, when I figured out that it was by the Siddhar of Red, I don't know, I thought that was one of the that's why I mentioned the beginning.
Sure, right, you're right, you're right. The Eshet Chayil is in the order of the Aleph Bez, right? And over here, okay, we won't go into more depth. We'll leave it as the simple understanding as we're going through it.
It's true, like, what is Eshet Chayil?
So, Eshet Chayil, the Mitzudo says it's a woman who is Riza v'yeshara. Meaning, Yisro tells Moshe. Right, so. Over here, the definition that's given is that Eshet Chayil is a woman who does things with alacrity, she's a woman who's reliable, she's faithful, and she takes care. We'll see his description. Batachba lev bala vishalal lo yichsar. Her husband can rely on her, and therefore he's not lacking any loot. He has everything he needs. Meaning, he walks out of the house, he could rely that she's not destroying or wasting everything he leaves at home, and he's not lacking anything. He's not worried. Who knows what I'm missing at home? Who knows what she's wasting? No. He could have confidence that she's taking good care of things. Gemalat hu tov velo ra kol yemei chayeha. By the way, shalal lo yechsar, on a deeper level, if we go back to the previous pasuk, when a husband has confidence in his wife, so then he's not lacking any good. The best relationship a person can have is a relationship where there's true trust between the two people. When people tell me they're married, they have email addresses and their spouse doesn't know the code to enter their email address. Or they have bank accounts and their spouse doesn't have access to the bank account. I feel like you're missing out on marriage. It's like you're living two separate lives. I'll keep my end, you keep your end. Of course, we know there are areas that halachically we cannot share with one another. We're not allowed to say lashon hara. We're not allowed to come home and tell our spouses, oh, you know, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. We're not allowed to speak bad about other people to our wives or to our husbands. But in every area where it's permitted, the greatest joy that a person can have is when a person shares his life with someone else, when he has confidence in that other person. Gemalat hu tov. She does good unto him. Veloha, and not bad. But notice the word. Gemalatu. What does the word gemalatu mean? Just as he does good with her, she pays him back. But when he does bad to her, she does not pay him back. Gemalatu is lashiv gumul, to pay back. So when she pays back his kindness, but not the things that he might inadvertently do something bad to her. Every person in a relationship is sometimes going to hurt the other person. Gemalatu tov, she pays him back on the good, veloha, but not on the bad. Kol yemei chayeha, all the days of her life. And this is one of the concepts that we say in Ashrei over and over again, the word kol, consistency. Meaning, every person is sometimes a nice guy. The praise of the Eishes Chayil is that it's kol yemei chayeha. Throughout a lifetime, a person is always giving back for the good and holding back on the bad. That's praise. Darisha tzemeru fishtim vatas bechefetz kapeha. Really, a wife can say, you know, my job is to make the clothing, but you gotta bring me the wool and linen. She takes care herself to bring the raw materials when necessary, the wool, the linen, and vatas bechefetz kapeha. She does it with will. Meaning a person can do things with krecht, I have to do it. Or a person can do things with a smile. Vatas bechepet kapea, as though the hands have their own mind and their own will. They're happy to do it. When you go to eat dessert, no one has to tell you how to cut up the dessert and eat it. No one has to tell you how to slice off a piece of cake and eat it. There are things that when we want to do it, our hands go into autopilot. It's easy to do. Well, vatas, when she does the actions of the house, the kneading, the sewing, her hands, so to speak, have their own will. They're happy to do it. Hayeta ka'oniyot socher mimelchak tavi lachma. She was like the ships of the merchants that go a distance to bring good wares. So too she, when, if necessary, she takes care of business even from a distance. Meaning a woman could say, you know, you got to bring home the parnasa. You couldn't find a job. What do I have to help out with making ends meet? She not only helps make ends meet, she says, hey, if I have to go a distance to help make ends meet, I'll do that as well. Vatakom. Notice that Shlomo HaMelech is stressing how she is going beyond the call of duty. These are things that according to the Ksuba, the husband owes his wife. And yet Shlomo HaMelech says, what's an Eishes Chayil? One who goes beyond the call of duty. Vatakom be'od laila vatitein teref leveita vechok lena'aroteha. She gets up when it's still night time. She doesn't wait till the late morning hours, but rather she gets up before the light of day and she gives out the food to the people of the house, and the set food that she gives the girls, she gives them as well. So she takes care that everyone's well fed before they leave the house in the morning. The husband has to go out to work at the crack of dawn. People used to leave to go out to work. She gets up way before the crack of dawn to give out the food. Vatiten teref leveita, she gave the food to her house. Vechok, and the set food that they used to give to the girls, she takes care of that as well. I don't know. I don't know why they had set food for Nahotea, for the girls. I don't know. I don't know why, but I don't know why the girls had a set portion and the other people. I don't know. I don't know. That all the Perushim over here speak about her girls. I don't see someone who says Nahotea are the mates. Usually, yeah. I mean, there is another understanding here that she gives chok. She sets out, you got to do this job, you got to do that job. She allots the work to the girls. at the early crack of dawn, even before crack of dawn, she's already telling the girls, this is what you're going to do today, this is what you're doing today. She distributes the tasks.
There's no understanding that Chok is like Chok in the first, like Muslim, giving...
So, there is an understanding that Chok is a reference to Chok. Yeah, the Malbim goes that route. Zamima sade vatikachehu miperi chapeha natea karim. Zamima is she thought, meaning zomem is a thought. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thought. It's a person who thinks and has a plan. So when she thinks about a field that it's good real estate, it's worth purchasing it. Zamima sadeh, she thought about a field that's a good portion, they should purchase it. It's a good investment for the family.
Again, the husband's job.
Right, good point. Vatikacheu, she purchases it. She sees to it that they get that piece of real estate. Miperi chapea, from the fruits of her hands, meaning because she's so good and her actions bear fruit, not the akarem, ultimately she even reaches the point where she plants a vineyard. She sees that they get the real estate and ultimately they have even a vineyard. That's the fruit of the actions of her hand. Chagera ve'oz motneha vateametz zeroteha. She girdled her belt with strength, and this is a reference a person taking on strength, meaning whenever we describe a warrior or someone who's going with strength, we describe how he girdles, so to speak. He puts on the belt, he puts on the sword, he's getting ready for war. Whenever we describe someone who does something with bravery, with strength, we describe how he girdles himself. So Chagera ve'oz, she girdled herself with strength, she strengthens herself to do even hard labor. And she strengthens her wrists, her arms, to do the work. And this is really a repetition of the same idea. Ta'ama kitov sacha loichbe valayla neva. And she tastes that her wages are good, and so her candle does not turn off at night. Meaning, she says, this business is a good idea, we'll make good money on this. So then she continues the business into nightfall. She doesn't say, well, it's nighttime, I gotta go. She says, no, ta'ama kitov sacham, when she tastes there's a good business deal here. So she continues the business deal even into the nighttime hours. She doesn't shut the candle at night. She shuts the candle when she's finished with the business deal, the transaction that will be good for the family. Again, what is the stress here? That she doesn't say, well, this is my responsibility up to here no more, but rather she looks at what she can do and how what she can do can benefit the family, and that takes her first precedence. Yadea shilecha vakisho vechapeha tamechu falech. She extends her hands to the kisho. The kishor is the instrument they used with to wrap the linen, and her hand supported the palech. That's the vessel that they used to weave. So, what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, even though she's expanded her boundaries and she's thinking what business is going to be good for the family, and she's busy working with big business deals, she doesn't stop from doing the little things, so to speak, the weaving, the setting up clothes, the jobs that every wife does. She doesn't forego those in order to take on the bigger transactions, but rather, yadea shilecha v'kisho, her hand is still dealing with the kisho to deal with the linen, v'chapea tamechu falech, and her palms are still supporting the pelech. At the same time, she's still doing the household work. Kapa Farisa leani veyadeha shilecha la'evyon. She extended her palm to the poor, meaning she was generous. She's not only taking care to find good transactions, good deals for the family, she cares for others as well. She extends her hand to the poor. V'yadeh shilcha le'evyon, she extended her hand to the poor. And again, if there's someone who's so poor and they're embarrassed, they don't want to take for themselves, she even extends the food to them. Lo tira leveita mishaleg kichol beita lavush shanim. She doesn't have the fear of snow for her family because her whole family is covered with beautiful clothing. Lavush shanim is like tolat shani. They were wearing bright red clothing, and they believed that red clothing warmed the person more than other colors. So that's why he's saying when it's snowing, the whole house is covered with red clothing, which is the clothing they said are warmer. Marvadim asitala sheish v'algaman levusha. That's what they say. The nature of red clothing is to warm more. We know that, for example, if you take silver foil, one side is shiny and one side is not. If you wrap something with the shiny side in, so then it retains the heat more. There are things that the color, we know that in the sun, so dark colors absorb heat and white colors reflect heat, right? If you have a white car, it's going to be cooler. If you have a black car, it's going to be hotter. We do know that colors can affect the heat.
Linen is bad, it's like bad cloth.
Yeah. Marvadim, she made for herself nice beddings. Marvadim asitala, she made herself nice beddings, nice linens. Shesh v'agaman levusha, and she dresses herself with all kinds of nice materials. She made of her own handiwork. She made shesh v'agaman, that's agaman is purple wool, and shesh is very good linen. So she makes herself these beautiful clothing. Noda b'she'arim bala b'shivto im ziknei aretz. Her husband is known among the gates, among the people of town, for he sits with the elders of the land. So one understanding here is that he's recognized because his clothing are fine, because she makes some nice clothing. It's a continuation of the description that she takes care to make everyone good clothing in her house. And so her husband is recognized when he sits among the important people and when he sits among the townsmen. They could recognize him because he's dressed nicely. She takes care that he has good clothing. Sadin aseta vatinko vachago natina lakenani. She made sadin, aside from the clothing that she makes for the house, she even makes garments that people wrap themselves in them. That's a sadin. And she sells it, meaning she makes enough not only for the house, but she even makes some that she sells to the merchants that come by. V'chago natina l'knani. And she sells the knani as a merchant, right? Kinanam was named Ilma. Kinan literally means a merchant. The simple understanding is the land of Israel was called the land of Canaan because the merchants passed through Israel on their trade route. So it was the land of merchants. There were always merchants passing through Israel. So Canaan literally means a person who's busy with trade.
From where to where would it pass? From Egypt?
Israel is the crossing point between Africa and Asia and Europe. I mean, we are in a central location in the trade routes. So, Kinaneha Mozene Milma. Kinaneha. So, I'm not mistaken, it's in Yeshaya. You find it in Bereishis. It says that Yehuda married Bat Ish Kinaani Ushmo Shua. So, Bat Ish Kinaani, the daughter of a merchant. Kinaani could mean a merchant. So she sells this sadin, this garment, to the passing merchants, and she sells the belts that she makes, the chagol, the belts or the sash, to the Knani. Oz vehadar levusha vatishak leyom acharon. She dresses with strength, with something that's strong, that lasts, and it doesn't only last, but it's hadar, it's beautiful. Meaning a person could make a garment out of, let's say, a sack. You use hemp to make a garment. You end up with something that'll last a long time, but it's not something that's an honorable garment. That's where jeans comes from. Jeans used to be garments that only sailors wore. It was something that was made of hemp. I mean, you made it. It lasted wherever you went. It could last for years. Then they discovered that they could sell it on the market. So you have oz. You have strong clothing. Then you have oz v'adar. You have strong clothing that are beautiful as well. So she dresses with clothing that are beautiful and they last. Oz v'adar lebusha v'tishak liyom acharon. And till her last day, she's laughing, she's always smiling, she's always happy, because she knows that ultimately she'll be respected, people will value the tremendous work she's done throughout her lifetime. So she's happy till her last day. Now, notice, every pasuk, we're going with the pshat. There's much deeper understandings to this pasukim, as in all of Mishlei, but I feel like at least for once in our lives, we should understand the simple understanding of Eishes Chayil. Bezrat Hashem, we'll merit to learn it more times, the book of Mishlei, and then we'll Bezrat Hashem, we'll get to more depth. Oz v'adar is one of the examples, the prime examples, where there are many understandings as to what is that balance of strength and valor, strength and glory that she dons as her clothing. Oz v'adar. Pia patecha v'chokhmah v'torat chesed aleshona. She opened her mouth in wisdom.
This was the Reviyadet.
What?
This was the Reviyadet.
Correct.
The follow.
That was a regular Reviyah. That's the way they have it in this Tanakh. So I'm reading it how it says here. By you, I don't know if it's a Reviyah. It probably isn't. It's probably in all of Yoret. Or Reviyah Katon. Right. The way it's written by you, which is what made sense according to the setup of the trap, is that it should be read like this: Pia patecha vechokhmah v'torat chesed al leshona. But by me, it doesn't have this little azlagerish. It's called the revia mugrash. What you have, which is what it probably should say. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and torat chesed, teachings of kindness, are on her tongue. So again, here Chazal give us a lot of understanding that this is a reference to Torah. Torah has to be Torah Chesed. What she says is with wisdom. She doesn't just talk idly. And this is unusual. I mean, women have a 9 kavin. Their nature is to talk 9 times as much as men. So it's difficult to talk that much and always say things that are worthwhile. She, Pia Patcha V'Chokhmah, she always speaks, whenever she opens her mouth, it's in with wisdom. V'torat chesed, and teachings of kindness, aleshona, are on her tongue. She teaches and she instructs, be it her family, be it the people who are in touch with her, how to do chesed. Her actions are always focused on chesed. Sofiya halichot beita ולחם עצלות לא תאכל. Sophia, she looks at how the people of her house behaves. Meaning, she sees her kids. If he walks out with a fancy hairdo, she'll tell the kid, you don't leave the house that way. Sophia, she's on the lookout, halichot beitah, how her house behaves, to teach them to be tzanua, to be modest, to act in ways that are of God-fearing, that reflect God-fearing. So Sophia, she's on the lookout for halichot beitah, the way her house is going. V'lechem atzlut lo tochel. She doesn't eat bread of laziness, meaning a lazy person, he has all the time in the world to eat lunch, supper, breakfast. Every meal could take him 45 minutes. He just sits down, let's enjoy, let's masticate. Slowly, we'll chew, we'll get there. She never has time to sit down and eat like lazy people. Lechem atzlut lo tochel. She doesn't eat lazy bread. She doesn't eat bread that's reflective of a lazy person. Kamu vaneha vayasheruha bala vayhalela. her children, her sons, they get up and they praise her. They see what a wonderful mother they have, so they get up and praise her. And this is this could easily be understood that this is Shlomo HaMelech. He's arisen in this song to praise his mother. Baala, her husband too, got up by Halilah, and he also praised her. And what do they say? Rabot banot asuchayil ve'at alit al kulana. Many girls have made chayil over here, the Targum translates as well. But you're above all of them. Many girls that have gotten a lot of wealth, they've also done work and they've also been successful. But you, what do you mean? Other girls. Huh?
Talking about Isha?
Yeah. So
that just means
there are other women who also were, they did a lot, but none are like you. Shekel hachin, meaning you're on top of all of them. The hevel hayofi isha yirat Adonai hi titalal. Sheker hachin. What is chin? Chin is when something finds favor in our eyes, even though it is not so. Meaning, if a person is beautiful, so we appreciate the beauty. If a person has chin, that means that they attract us even though there is no beauty. There's something about them, what we call in Hebrew chayin, that they're pleasant, they attract even though they're not beautiful. That's chayin. You come to a place, I like this place. Is it beautiful? No. Is it a place that gives great fruits? No. What's nice about it? I don't know, I like it. It's charismatic. What we call by human beings charisma. It's an aspect of chayin. So, sheker chayin, the hevel ayofi. If we're talking about chayin or beauty, they're both false. They're not of true value. They don't really have any long-term benefit. But what can you praise a woman with? Isha yirat Hashem, a woman who's God-fearing, hiti talam. That's a woman you could praise. You say she's beautiful, what's she going to look like in 10 years? You say she has chayin, maybe that's going to change in your eyes. You say she's God-fearing, that bezrat Hashem will last. That's something that's worth praising. Tenula mi peri yadeha vialelua vashearim maaseha. Give her the fruits of her hands. You pay her back the fruits of everything she's done. And then she'll be praised throughout the city. People will praise everything that she's done, the great investments and the great faithfulness that she's shown to her family, to God, to the people. that everyone can see, and then everyone praises them. Now, this is this can be understood as a mashal, this whole song, of the nefesh that is like a wife, the nefesh within the body, she is faithful. Eshet chayil mi imtza, who is it that finds this wisdom to lead his life in a proper way, to understand things correctly? That's very difficult. But if a person works very hard at it, he could find it, and then the rest goes on that. And there's an understanding that this goes on the Torah, as you mentioned earlier. Eshes Chayil is the Torah. Who praised is the person who attains Torah? It's more precious than Pninim. A person who has it, he's not lacking anything. Dalshat Tzemeh Ufishtim. So again, he compared it to a woman. So the woman takes all care of the needs that the family needs, getting wool and linen. And the Torah, if a person learns Torah, so he has Torah, he has Mishnah, he has Medrash, takes care of everything that we would need. Haitakan yot socher, it brings the people who learn Torah, they get blessed, they have the food they need. But quickly. Vatakom beod laila, the people who learn Torah get up still at night to learn Torah. Vatitentel leveita, and the teacher teaches the students what they need, as much as they need. These students get this hour, these students get that hour. Chok. She constrains the field. The field is an allusion to Esav Ish Sadeh. The Torah is the muzzle that holds back Esav. And then the Torah is the one that will ultimately do away with Esav. Mipri maaseh natakarem, the vineyard that's the world to come is planted with the actions of the Torah. Ta'ama lo yichbe balay ta'ama, we say, the pasuk says ta'ama kitov sachra lo yichbe balayla neira. She teaches that the wages of Torah are the best. Lo yichbe balayla neira, the candle doesn't turn off at night. That's a reference to Leil Shumerim, the night of Pesach, that so to speak, God kept the candle lit for Am Yisrael, who would get the Torah, and the Torah protected Am Yisrael. And at the same time, there the Egyptian candles went out, so to speak. Yada shilchav kishor, she extends her hands to the kishor, is like kisharon, to the talent of her works. And her kapatam chupalech, they give support. Even when a person is old, the Torah supports him. Kapat parasa, she extends her hands to the poor. If a person comes like a poor man and he begs to learn Torah, the Torah supports him. A person in his worst states in life, the Torah is what can hold him. Lo tira leveta mishalek, she doesn't have to worry about the snow. That's a reference to the snow of the Yom HaDin, the punishment of Gehenim that's waiting for the Rishon. Her house is dressed with levush shanim, garments of red, that's the bris milah. Sadina sata, she made herself great clothing, that's the Talmidei Chachamim that dress honorably. V'chagol natna l'knani, I'm not sure, Rashi gives a pshat there, I'm not sure what Rashi means. The person who does business in Torah, so to speak, that is always what? V'chagon, yeah. So the Torah, so to speak, girdles him. The Torah wraps him. But Yitzchak liyom acharon, a person doesn't, even in the end of his days, he doesn't have to worry. He's been learning Torah, so that's going to protect him. So fiyah lichot beita, the Torah teaches a person how to lead his life, to stay away from sin. Kamuvanah, the students who learn Torah, praise the Torah. Baala, the Torah's husband, so to speak, the Torah's owner, Hashem, praises the Torah. Sheker achen, there were many that did valor, but you're above them all. Sheker achen, all the different nations that seem to have religions that are attractive. Sheker achen, the hevel ayofi, even though there are times when they seem to be successful, ultimately that's vanity and that's lies, it doesn't last. Tnula, ultimately those who study the Torah will get mipli adeh, the fruits of their actions, the learning Torah. So,